We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount+. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount+, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful Black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Good morning, USA! Charlemagne the God. Peace to the planet. It's Thursday!
Yes, it's Thursday. Good morning. How you feeling out there?
Man, I'm blessed, black, and highly favored. How you feeling, my brother?
I'm doing good, man. You know, yesterday when we left the building, our building was crazy because somebody was actually hanging out the window. I guess the feds did a raid, and he didn't want to get arrested, so he was hanging out the window. So I know a lot of our staff was actually stuck in the building. They shut the building down, so they were there for a couple hours last night.
Oh, I got up out of there. That was last night?
Well, yesterday, I should say, yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I saw that yesterday morning because I looked out the window and I saw, you know, for those that don't know, the Breakfast Club broadcast from New York City. So I looked out the window and I just saw the street blocked off. Then I saw mad police out. That's never a good sign when you're
never.
In New York.
Nah, never.
Never.
Not
so,
at all.
Apparently, yeah, they said he was a suspect. I don't know what he was a suspect for, but he barricaded himself in a building and threatened to jump.
Yeah, he was.
Did he ever jump?
I don't think he jumped. I know he was sitting on the windowsill, and they put one of those things that if you do jump or fall, you can land, you know, safely. And I
saw that.
Yeah, so I don't know what happened. I didn't know if you had the story, but I know our staff must be tired because they were stuck in that building for a while yesterday.
Oh no, I didn't follow up. I turned it off. You know, since they asked me was I still watching, and I just walked away from the television.
Well, no, I
was intrigued for a little bit.
Yeah, that was. He was there for like 7 hours, 8 hours on that windowsill. He had to be hungry.
I ain't had that kind of time.
Me neither. And I want to shout out to everybody in Memphis. Yesterday I announced my car show, the car show we're doing with the Young Dolph Estate, with Young Dolph's family, with Paper Route. And I mean, the way that those tickets are moving, I just want to say I appreciate you. We're going to have fun that day. We're going to celebrate Young Dolph's life. And if you don't know, we're doing a car show out in Memphis May 28th. That is Memorial Weekend, so no work or school on that next day. And we're going to be bringing Young Dolph's whole fleet. We're bringing the Young Dolph Museum that's been going all around the country where you can see some of Young Dolph's clothes, his jewelry, just some statements in his life, pictures of his family that you've never seen, artwork, all types of things. And then, of course, we got the fair where it's going to be kids' games and amusement rides and jumpies and face painting and music. Shout out to Louis V. He's going to be DJing. It's going to be a lot going on. So if you haven't got your tickets, get your tickets. And I just want to shout out to the city of Memphis. Shout out to Big Sue and Paper Route. You guys really pulled up and came out. So I can't wait to see you guys on May 28th. It'll be a lot of fun.
A random question. Yes, sir. Did you dream last night?
Did I dream? I did dream.
What did you dream about? I had an amazing dream last night.
You know what? I had a dream that my baby Peyton was playing me in basketball. And maybe that's because Logan played me in basketball the other day, and then she dunked on me. And that's when I woke up.
So after Logan washed you, now you just got to fear all your children busting your ass. That's valid.
Logan didn't wash me. He beat me by 1 point. He didn't, or 2 points. He didn't wash me. The washing is something different. The game was 7-7. He won 9-7 because you got to win by two. He didn't wash me.
He busted your ass. I had a dream that I was at an airport greeting a bunch of people that I loved. And like me and one of my daughters was running up on somebody that we loved and gave him a big hug. And I just woke up feeling very happy this morning. So I'm in a good mood because of that dream. Dreams are important.
All right.
I think so anyway.
Was I the one that you were hugging?
No. I was actually hugging my good sister Dolly Bishop, who I love dearly. That's who I was hugging.
Was I after her?
No. You are nowhere in the dream, sir.
Oh, damn. All right.
No.
All right. All right. Well, let's get some front page news when we come back. Teslin Figueroa will be joining us. She'll be breaking down what's going on in with all these airports and the cancellations. You remember that back a couple of months ago? Also, we'll be discussing, is this the time to look for a house? We'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne the Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Of course, we have Teslin Figueroa. She's breaking down everything news with us. And we got to start off with Southwest. Now, what's going on? I know at one time there was a bunch of cancellations. There was a bunch of firings. What's the update?
Absolutely. I wanted to give everybody an update. Good morning, Breakfast Club family. You remember earlier this year, Southwest Airlines canceled over 16,000 flights. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to give an update on what Southwest Airlines put out this week. They said they have unveiled plans to increase staffing and equipment to avoid the hot mess that went on that caused the mass cancellations and delays. The CEO, Bob Jordan, said, "We understand the root cause that led to the holiday disruption, and we are validating our internal review with the third-party assessment." So now they expect to reduce the risk to make sure that it never happens again. And as a reminder, Southwest Airlines holiday chaos cost the company as much as $350 million. So it definitely hit them in the pocket. And now they say they are getting it together. And I'm excited about that because I support Southwest, unlike Charlamagne. So we'll see what's going to happen with that. And hopefully they'll get it together.
What you mean support?
Tez, like you, Tez, I want better for you, Tez.
Like, you take Southwest?
Southwest, you get on the South. First of all, Southwest airplane is a bus in the sky.
It is.
And then when you get on there, you got to play a game of musical chairs. Do they still play musical chairs? Where they play the music?
Well, I don't, because I don't. I'm an A-plus preferred member, sir. So I get my seat first, and I'm totally okay with getting what I paid for, including if that means my flight is canceled 26 times. So it's okay.
Do they have food?
Go ahead, then.
Do they have food on that flight?
We have pretzels.
Snacks.
And pretzels is more than enough.
So they got a member. I didn't know they had a membership thing where if
absolutely.
You're a member.
Real talk though. I use Southwest credit cards for every purchase that I have. So I have a companion rate as well. So
Southwest got credit cards?
They got credit cards?
Yes. Yes. Like, and I can, hey, y'all joking, but anybody can ride. My daughter can go on any flight with me for $5.20. You can't beat that.
Yes, you can, because for that $5.20, they cancel your flight at the drop of a dime. That's why I don't rock with Southwest or Spirit, because they can just cancel your flights on any given Sunday.
Now, hold on.
For
you're
no
not
reason.
Just put them in the category with Spirit. Now, that's another
same,
level.
Same
Spirit
thing.
Is that's
the same.
Frontier.
The same.
No,
same thing,
Spirit
Tez.
Is alive with Frontier.
I can't even believe Southwest had the nerve to refer to something else as a hot mess. Look in the mirror, Southwest Airlines.
Jesus. Now, let's talk about the housing market. How is the housing market looking?
Yeah, I wanted to give an update on this. I know you'll appreciate this, DJ Envy. The year-over-year price for existing homes has declined last month for the first time in more than a decade, as sales jumped from 14.5% and ended a 12-month fall. Now, data released by the National Association of Realtors on Tuesday showed that the drop for the median existing home price dropped by 0.2%. The drop ends a streak of 131 months of consecutive year-over-year increases dating back to February 2012. Now, you may ask, where are these homes? And I'm glad you asked that question. The median prices of existing homes fell the most in the western part of the United States, dropping 5.6%, but the median prices rose by 5% in the Midwest and by 2.7% in the South when compared to 2022. So it appears it is definitely a buyer's market.
Yeah, definitely a buyer's market. But the only problem is, yeah, the house prices are going down, but the interest rates are shooting up. At one time, people were getting interest rates for 1.9%, 2%, 2.2%. Now interest rates are 5.5%, 6%, 6.5% in some areas. And the problem is, that's a big difference of like $700 for a lot of people. So if you were looking to buy a house that's, you know, $2,100 a month, let's say, now with the interest rates so high, you might be paying $2,800, $2,900. So even though the houses are going down, interest rates still got to go down a lot too.
And it still feel like the only people who can buy houses is the people who can afford to buy them. Like, it's not like you know, people that are, you know, I guess poor, you know, are people that aren't making that much money. They still can't buy a house, because I highly doubt the banks are giving out loans right now, right?
They are giving out loans, but it's very difficult to get those loans, and they're requiring more money down. A couple of years ago, you can, you know, do an easy loan with putting 3.5% down, even 10% down. Now, if you want those type of loans, there's so much that you have to show. So you're absolutely right. And like you said, it's not even the fact that the houses are going down. The interest rates are going up so much. So where people can usually afford a home, with the interest rates, it's going to make it very difficult, or they're going to have to pick a house that's a lot less cheaper than they want it.
Yeah, I highly doubt they're doing government-backed mortgages right now either, right? Are they? Probably still super difficult to get those.
They're doing that as well, but it's super difficult. Anything coming from the bank right now, car loans, house loans, or anything that you're trying to do is very difficult. They're really checking in because they want to make sure that people can actually afford it. And in a couple of years, if the market does fall more, that people are not foreclosing or getting their car repossessed.
So the only people that can buy houses right now is people that can afford to waste money, basically.
Well, not
have some extra money. Have some extra money to spend, basically.
Have some extra money to spend, and then have a job and a credit score that looks secure.
Can I use my Southwest card?
No, your Southwest card is not going to work.
What's up,
y'all gonna
Tez?
Stop, y'all going to stop talking about Southwest. Let me give a quick shout out before we get out of here. Thank you for everybody who joined me on Instagram. I do record the Straight Shot No Chaser podcast on the Black Effect Podcast Network. And last night we did a live for this week's podcast, and I talked about all of the front page news that we've been covering. So if you want to chime in with me to get more details on the stories that I bring to you and give some feedback and have questions, make sure you follow me at Tesla and Figaro on Instagram, and subscribe to the Straight Shot No Chaser podcast wherever you get your podcasts. That is your front page news.
All right. Now, Tesla will be back next hour. Thank you, Tesla.
Thank you.
Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Again, 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. Let me know how your day's going, or how it went yesterday, I should say, or what's going on. Whatever it may be. You're celebrating a birthday. You feel blessed. Call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest.
Keep calling. 800-585-1051.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, Andy. I got a question. All right, so I want to know how Tamar feels. And when Coco Jones was there, and they both had the same damn song. Like, it's basically the same song.
Yes, it's Coco like Jones and Tamar definitely have the same sample.
They have SUV, SWV, the little, what's it called? The sample.
Rain.
And
it's
the
SWV
song
Rain.
Sounds exactly the same. When I sing one song, I wind up singing the other one together, like meshed all together. How did Tamar feel? Did she feel embarrassed?
Yeah,
or did
she
have like stock face or anything?
She told y'all how she felt. She said it on the show that day. She said Coco's song is a light rain and hers is a heavy storm.
It's the same song. I don't know if anybody listens to it, but this is a full song back to back. You will not barely know the difference first.
Yeah, no, it's definitely the same sample, and I can hear what you mean. It sounds very similar. It sounds like the same damn song.
I mean, but the Rain On Me sample, there's really only one way to sample that song. I mean, I'm not a producer. I could be wrong, but there's only one way to sample that record.
Yep. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Tarek from Kansas again, man. It's my second day in a row getting through.
Oh, man, you should play the lottery today, brother.
Oh, we need to change our number.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Yo, I'm from Kansas, so shout out to everybody in the 913. Shout out to everybody in the 816 on the Missouri side. Shout out to my cousin John. I found out he stay in Louisiana, not South Carolina. So I just wanted to get that off my chest.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. Have you ever been to Oz?
Come on now, chill on that, Charles, man. Come on, you gotta chill. I wanted to say, Envy, you winning the gay games this year. I remember hearing Charlamagne earlier this year. He said he was going to make a conscientious effort to not play gay games with you.
That's right.
So now Envy's winning the gay games.
No, Charlamagne was gay.
LeBron James.
I'm not gay. Do I get an award for that, sir?
LeBron and Envy the Ja Morant. Of the gay games with the deuce in his boot.
Oh my God. The deuce in his boot. I'm being intentional. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to appropriate other people's culture. You know? That's what Envy's doing. Envy likes to appropriate gay culture.
That is not true. If y'all would see all the time he flirts with me. You see when he got the cake the other day, he put his hands in the cake and started winking at me?
That had nothing to do with you. That was therapeutic to me. I can't wait till my birthday when I can do an adult smash cake. I already got that plan.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
It's a new day.
This is your time to get it off your chest.
Wake up.
Whether you're mad or blessed.
It's time to get up and get something.
Call up now. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, man. This is Sleepy out of Houston, man.
Sleepy out of H-Town. What's up? Get it off your chest, bro.
Hey, first of all, good morning. Good morning, DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. How y'all doing?
Good morning.
Peace, brother. How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. Hey, man, I'm a truck driver, man. And I just want to say, man, that little space that we leave in front of us, man, in traffic or anything that's driving, that's not for y'all to jump in front of us, man. We can't stop these trucks that drop up and down, man. And if y'all jump in front of us, man, you're not going to win that battle, man. I know in front of me you're not, because I'm going to put the trunk in your left.
Goodness gracious.
You know what's so crazy? I read something the other day that said if you get into a wreck with a Mack truck, like it's automatically like $75,000 or $175,000 because of the insurance. Is that true?
Yeah, man, the insurance high right now, man, and we just like just trying to make a difference, man. We trying to go home. We trying to make sure y'all go home. We trying to get y'all products to y'all, man. Hey, next thing you know, man, you're going to be in a hearse, man. You're going to trade the car in for a hearse, man. Don't do that.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like some people might be doing that on purpose because they're trying to get into an accident with the truck.
Oh, yeah, because man, you ain't going to be able to spend that money.
That's right.
Well, shout to all the truck drivers out there. We appreciate you, man. Hello, who's this?
Hey, guys, this is Sandra, the Haitian therapist.
Sac passe.
Sandra. What's up, Sandra?
I love that you guys had Elliot Connie on the other day.
That's my guy. No, that's my that's who I talk to often. That's my go to.
When I was doing one on one therapy, I used to do solution focused grief therapy. That was my primary modality.
Okay,
how did it help
and
you?
I remember when I spoke with you, Charlamagne, about what we should do to add to the Black Effect Network.
Yes.
About the podcast.
Yes.
I hope you put that into consideration because we definitely need a podcast with mental health professionals on the panel.
I definitely am. But, you know, we got a couple. We have checking in with Michelle Williams, even though she's not mental health professional. She's an advocate. But then we have Debbie Brown with Dropping Gems as well.
Yes, we definitely need the people like me, in the emergency room to be able to help people and give them some insight on what they can do and how they can help their loved ones. Because there's so much information that especially folks like us don't know.
Absolutely.
Okay. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up now. When we come back, we got your rumor report. We got to talk about Young Jock, man. They've been disrespecting Young Jock's name, man. Y'all better put some respect on his name.
First of all, it's a disrespect to the South, period. I've been seeing people with some really crazy hot takes about artists from the South, and I don't understand it. Okay, but the Young Jock disrespect gonna stop.
All right, we'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Young Jock.
Rumor has it. Rumor has it.
Call out a name or you gossiping or you chatty patty.
I'm gossiping.
This is The Rumor Report.
I mean, I guess we on The Breakfast Club. This is where the tea spills, right?
Yes.
Right.
On The Breakfast Club.
Now, Young Jock went viral the last couple of days. That's because he did an interview with Megan James. And Megan James asked him a question about how he's getting his bread.
Right. So, Jock, how have you been able to sustain a, 20-year career off of one hit?
Well, I got more than one hit. I got hit records.
Oh, tell me about them.
First of all, man, I'm from South Carolina, 803-843-864 all day. I was outside during the Young Jock era, okay? I learned the motorcycle dance and never looked back, so I don't understand the Young Jock, you know, slander. Are people saying Young Jock has one record? And I'm not mad at the young lady, Megan. She just simply didn't know. So that's why we got to be here to school her to the history of Young Jock. Because Young Jock got a lot of bops, and he's been featured on a lot of bops. Can we play a few of those bops?
Let's play something from right fast. Let's start from the one people know. It's going down. They know this one, right?
Of course they know it's going down.
Play a little bit.
I'm sure that's the one she was referring to, correct? Right? But then, listen, man, you're not going to go in any club down south at some point during the night and not hear Do Your Bad. Hey, you got to drop a bomb to that red. Come on now. You know you're going to hear Knock It Out at some point in the strip club somewhere across the country, right? Throw me one, Envy. Throw me one, because you know where I'm about to go with it.
I know you see it.
You can even throw Dope Boy Magic on if you want to. And you could get into the feature game with Young Jock. Of course, you could play Buy You a Drink. Yeah. You could go So Fly with 112.
So Fly
David
with...
David Banner, Stunting Is a Habit with Chris Brown. Zoom with Boosie. Don't play with Young Jock, man. Come on,
He has
man.
A lot of records. On, I will say, though, some of the records that you played, I'm sure if you're in the East Coast, you don't know some of those records. But me going to Hampton University,
you didn't spend
no
time down south.
Correct.
You didn't spend no time down south. And I keep telling y'all, 60% of all black people are in the South. Y'all keep calling the South the Chitlin' Circuit. Like, that ain't the heart and soul of black America. Knock it off. I don't understand the disrespect for your country cousins. I don't get it at all.
Well,
in
Megan
no way,
James,
shape, or form.
She did apologize. She did apologize. She said, first of all, I want to apologize to Young Jock. My intentions were not to disrespect you during my podcast interview. I was honestly interested in your journey and how you've been able to stay relevant throughout the years. So,
yeah, I don't think she meant no disrespect. I just think that, you know, she's young and, you know, she just didn't know. And I mean, you know, in this era that we're in of media, like, that's just the way, you know, people ask questions. But, you know, personally, if I was going to interview a artist and I saw that question, I would make sure that person indeed only has one record, because Young Jock ain't that.
Well, not only that, Young Jock makes money off of course, he was on Love & Hip Hop. He does his own morning show, so you can see his relevancy, that he is doing things, but maybe she just didn't know.
She just didn't know. That's all. Awesome.
Shout out to
Megan
James. Absolutely.
And I was telling Jock yesterday, I said, man, you know, I told Jock, you need to come up here to the Breakfast Club, just because I don't like the disrespect to somebody's legacy in that way. And I'm not saying Megan disrespected him. I'm just saying that, you know, that interview sparked other conversations that I had with other people, and they were like, yeah, he do only got one song. I'm like, you ain't never been down south ever in your life, clearly.
Now, lastly, I want to talk about this 24-year-old woman, Sydney Lede. If you don't know who that is, she was the woman that was shot the same night that Takeoff was killed out in Houston. We played her, I think about a month ago, talking about the incident and how, you know, pretty much nobody ever mentions her name. You got the audio?
Everything happened within a few seconds. And as soon as I saw a weapon, I tried to hurry up and get out of there. I remember running away, and I know where I stopped. I felt the sting in my head. I didn't realize what actually happened to me. And fortunately, I feel like I had on a wig and a wig cap. So I took the wig off. and noticed that I had a lot of blood. I knew what happened to me, but I just didn't really understand it to what magnitude.
She was intubated in a coma for days.
When you woke up, how was that feeling? What was that feeling like?
Well, the first 2 days, they told me that they had to keep sedating me because I kept trying to get, like, basically get up and leave.
Yeah, and the reason she is speaking, the reason people are doing interviews with us, because she has over $200,000 in medical bills that, of course, she wasn't prepared for. She didn't think about. She was just going out, hanging out with her friends, and she got shot in the head, and nobody's, you know, discussing her or helping her out. So she does have a page with a link to her GoFundMe where you can actually donate and help her out, because it is a sad situation. Just imagine if that was your daughter, your sister, your mother, anybody, a cousin, a niece, or whatever, went out, you know, to celebrate the party like anybody else. She winds up getting shot, and now, you know, she can't afford the medical bills. She can't afford to, you know, the payments, and they, I'm sure they'll, you know how it goes. They'll start garnishing her wages and start sending notes, and it'll affect her credit. So if you have a little something, a little spare change that can absolutely help this young lady out, please do so.
I'm sending that young lady healing energy, and I'm glad that, you know, we're highlighting her story. But Jesus Christ, Envy, you couldn't do that at another time. We couldn't do that in another break. We was just on a high from all that young jock, and you're going to bring it back to trauma just that fast? Huh? Why would you do that?
That's the way the world is, bro.
That is not how the way the world is. You could have ended that segment on a high and did that another time. Why I got to talk to you like this with the cameras on?
All right. Well, can you pull up a Young Jock song, please?
No. You can't go back to Young Jock after doing that.
We could go down. You know, we go this going down.
Oh, my God.
You freaking, you got a Young Jock song on?
This guy, man.
Pull up Young Jock. Pull up Young Jock. When we come back, we got front page news. Teslin Figueroa will be joining us. Let's get into a Young Jock joint since we were talking about Young Jock. What we got?
We're going to play Top of the Hour first.
Then we're going to play Young Jock. And then
don't play It's Going Down. Is This Going Down the only one in there?
Yes.
Oh, come on. We could play I Know You See It or something.
No, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Where's the best place to spark new ideas? It's Audible, the home of storytelling. Listen to best-selling audiobooks, podcasts, and exclusive originals on wellness, motivation, true crime, you name it. It's all there in the Audible app. Sign up for 30 days free at audible.com/The Breakfast Club. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for some front page news. Good morning, Teslin Figueroa. How you feeling?
I am feeling wonderful. Good morning to everybody.
Now, we got a shout out to our people in L.A. They say a rare tornado hit Los Angeles yesterday. They said it was the strongest one to hit the county since 1983.
Wow.
Yeah. Climate change is real, sir. They said it's been raining in L.A. for weeks, too.
Yeah, they said 17 buildings were damaged. They said 11 fire departments, 11 fire department personnel have been injured, and one regular, I guess, civilian was injured yesterday. So, thank God nobody died. So that's a great thing. But a tornado in LA, doesn't that just sound crazy?
Not in this era of climate change.
All right. Well, let's get to some more news now. What am I seeing that black people are quiet quitters? What is that about?
Yes, quiet quitters. Speaking of California, one California congressman actually wants to make the 4-day work week a federal law. And I know you guys have been talking about, you know, 4-day work week. We talked about it earlier this week with Jason. And so I wanted to just bring you some data to support that. So again, a California congressman is actually trying to make it a 4-day work week. And this week, Black Enterprise published a story about how new research shows that 63% of black employees don't believe that hard work will help them get ahead in today's workplace. And so they do something called quietly quit their job. Now, the quiet quitting concept does not mean that someone actually leaves their job, but it refers to a person that only does the bare minimum. It also may indicate that the worker is unhappy with their current position and is prepared to make a job change. Now, the study pointed out that black employees have had to work twice as hard to get half as far, which leads to more stress, burnout, and ultimately leads to quiet quitting. Now, the study found that employees who talk on their cell phones a lot, watch TV at work, are signs of quiet quitters. And on Monday, I remember Charlamagne pointed out how everyone needed a break. And Jason was talking about, the guest host for the week was talking about, just find a job that you love. So I thought it was also interesting that this study found that 28% of black workers would rather take a pay cut of $20,000 if they could be guaranteed happiness at work. So until you find yourself in a better situation, I wanted to give you five quick tips. This came from 37 ways to stay happy on your job, but I want to give you five quickly. Number one, spend your commute thinking of three good things that happened today, and obviously listen to The Breakfast Club because your morning will never be the same. Two, remember your value. Three, make the most out of your weekend. And four, make sure you communicate with your manager, such as talk to them about possibly getting a flexible schedule. And five, last but not least, get a new job.
You know what? That's all great advice and great tips. But I also want to add that, you know, even if you have a job that you love or you have businesses that you own that you love, you still need a break, people. Like, you know, like they say, oh, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. It's still work. You still need a disconnect, you know, for your own mental and emotional well-being every now and then. So, you know, even that is not all the way accurate when people say that.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of public policy that's going around the country that is really pushing this 4-day work week. So it is not just a conversation. It is actually real policy that could happen. So as usual, I encourage people to get involved on your local and state government. That's where you see the most change in your life.
Absolutely.
Word.
Now let's talk about this car crash. What happened with this car crash?
Yeah, again, speaking of local government, I wanted to talk about this story where three people are dead after the driver of a Lexus SUV ran from a traffic stop and slammed into a Honda serving as a rideshare Lyft at a high speed chase outside of Washington, D.C. last week. Now, the accident resulted in three dead and two hurt, but it turns out that the Lexus driver received 43 speeding tickets and one for running a red light in 10 months, racking $12,000 in fine, So let me say that again to be clear. 43 speeding tickets and one for running a red light in 10 months. Now, you may say, well, how did he get all of these speeding tickets and how did he get away with this? It is because Washington, D.C. speed cameras, they're great at generating plates. The penalties are levied on the lights on the actual car and not the driver. Statistics show that deaths in the U.S., road deaths in the U.S. has hit an all-time high in 2021, while other developed countries are much lower. So this is just another example, guys, again, on the local level, the local and state level. They're generating a lot of money from these cameras, but it is not necessarily keeping people safe.
All right. Well, thank you, Teslin Figaro. And, you know, it's a tough one because, like you said, if my wife drives my car or my daughter drives my car, the ticket goes to the car, not me personally, which I do think is fair because you never know who's driving the cars. But if somebody's getting that many tickets, they should definitely be suspending that license, that registration in that car or something.
Absolutely.
I thought they used to do that. I thought they used to take points off your... didn't you have a certain amount of points you couldn't lose before they take your license?
Yeah, but the problem is, like she's saying, they're ticketing the car, not the person, because it's like if you drive my car and you speed, it takes a picture of that car. I don't know. I can say I wasn't driving. You was driving. My daughter was driving. Tez was driving. You just never know who's driving that vehicle if you're not pulling that license.
Maybe they should start taking points off the vehicle. You know what I mean? So if your vehicle loses a certain amount of points, I don't know, the owner of that vehicle loses their license, because then that way, whoever the owner of that vehicle is either going to be very cautious of who they let drive the car. They're going to put real pressure on the person driving the car. Like, don't you mess up in my car. Now, I can't lose no more points. They're going to take my license.
Sure, but then that would create an issue of somebody being penalized, I guess, with something else. But it's an interesting point. And again, you know, the conversation out there with these cameras is really that it's just a money-making opportunity as well. So people have to just really get involved at their local level and bring those types of suggestions. You can do it every week in your local government and get it off your chest and come up with better policy that keeps us safe in addition to, you know, being able, I guess, for the government to continue to make more money.
All right. Well, thank you, Teslin Figaro, for joining us this morning.
That's right. Absolutely. And make sure you subscribe to the Straight Shot No Chaser podcast from Tesla Figaro on the Black Effect iHeartRadio Network. And she told y'all earlier, she goes in depth and unpacks a lot of these stories that she tells us, you know, during the week on Front Page News. So go check out the Straight Shot No Chaser podcast with Tesla Figaro.
All right. Now, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. We were talking about quiet quitters, right?
Yeah, quiet quitters. What do they say? 50% of the U.S. workforce is quiet quitters, probably more.
Yeah, so what we want to know, would you take a pay cut to be happy?
Meaning, yeah, what was this? Tez just read a statistic. She said, I forgot the percentage of people she said, but they said a lot of people would take pay cuts at work just to be happy.
Yes, and that is the question. Would you take a pay cut at work to be happy? So I'm guessing maybe work someplace else where you don't make as much money, but you're happier. That is the question.
I take a pay cut to be happy at work. Ooh, let's have that conversation when we come back. Let's discuss.
All right. 800-585-1051. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Pull out your phone.
Call in right now.
You call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Break it down.
800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
Steady calling my phone.
Tell her. It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we open up the phone lines, 800-585-1051. We're asking, would you take a pay cut to be happy? I guess they did a survey. They said 70% of minorities, including African-American and Puerto Ricans and Dominicans and Latino people, said that they would take a pay cut to be happy.
How much of a pay cut? There was a number attached to it?
$20,000.
A $20,000 pay cut to be happy at work? Interesting.
I wouldn't early on in my career, in my life, I wouldn't, because that $20,000 meant everything to me. That might have been the difference between paying a bill or not. So early on, I would have to just, you know, sick through it and just suffer through it. Now I'm more financially free. I only do things that make me, I say, warm and cuddly. That's my whole thing. I need to feel warm and cuddly. And if I don't feel warm and cuddly, I don't want to do it.
Yeah, it depends how much you're making, like you said. And the answer for me is probably no, because if I have to be here and be stressed out and unhappy, you're going to pay me for it. All right. But I will tell y'all, peace of mind is everything. And I'm not staying somewhere I'm not happy, because the reality is, if you're stressed out, pissed off, not happy going somewhere every day, you are reducing your days on this planet. Stress kills, anxiety kills, depression kills, and it kills you slowly. So at my big age of 44, I'm not staying in no situation that stresses me out. But I also know that some of us have more options than the rest.
Correct.
But the answer for me is no.
All right. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
Good morning. This is Demetrius.
Would you Demetrius take a pay cut for happiness?
I sure did. I was with my company for 23 years, and I stepped down from being a supervisor. I took a $10 pay cut, and it brought more work-life balance for me and peace in my home. There was no peace at work. It was more so for me being able to have that work-life balance, because we tend to forget that when we get into these companies working for everybody else. But it was more so work-life balance for me and peace in my home and with my children.
FBL, peace of mind is everything. I respect it, Queen.
Thank you, Mama.
Exactly.
Hello, who's this?
This is Ed from Detroit.
What's up? What up, Doe?
What up? I was talking about the quiet and quitters. So, in my experience, people quit their job, basically quiet quit anyway, because of lack of opportunity, and you get stuck. You get stuck in a position where there's no growth.
I understand that. How do you get out of that?
So, it's hard. So, like you said, you can look for another job. Because, like me, myself, I expressed myself to the manager, and he basically said there's nowhere to go from there. So you just got to keep pushing, find something else. I went back to school personally, so I'm moving on to the next job.
See, that's dope, though. And what I like to tell people is that you got 168 hours in a week. So you might have one job that takes care of your reality, meaning you're working this job because you know that you're using that money to pay bills, pay your car note, et cetera. But then, man, you can use the rest of those hours in a week to pursue your dream or a hobby or something that actually genuinely makes you happy.
It is, but it is so hard, especially when you got a kid, wife, or, you know, right. other things. Once you get home, you trying to spend time with them, and mm-hmm. that's it, really.
I get it.
Thank you, brother. And that's what I was saying, you know, at times in your life, you don't have a choice, you know, because you got responsibilities and you got to make sure you can handle those responsibilities. But when you get a little financial freedom, you're able to make those decisions, and I'll take happiness over any dollar. But let's answer the phones. We'll take your phone calls when we come back. 800-585-1051. The question is, would you take a pay cut for happiness? Would you leave your job and take a pay cut just to be happy, just to be sane, just to be, you know, free, I could say. All right, let's take your calls when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's topic time.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're asking, would you take a pay cut to be happy? Now, this conversation comes from a front page story that Teslin Figueroa was talking about minorities leaving their place of business because they just want to be happy.
Yeah, I mean, listen, happiness is everything. Peace of mind is everything. But I also know that I personally have more options than a lot of other people. So I can't speak to everybody's financial situation. But for me, I probably would want the money if I have to be in this situation that makes me unhappy. If I have to be in this situation that stresses me out, I would like to be compensated for it. But I just want y'all to remember, man, there's nothing like peace of mind.
Correct.
As I said earlier, stress kills. My doctor told me that I have to lessen my stress. My doctor told me that if I can, I should take one vacation a month. That's how much, you know, stress can have an impact on your health. So if you want to have good health physically and mentally, you know, you got to reduce your stress load. So if that job is stressing you out, got to cut it.
That's right. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Steve.
Hey, Steve, good morning. Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida, man. Palm Coast, Florida.
Okay. We're asking, would you take a pay cut for happiness, brother?
Yes, I would. I'm not only willing to do it, man. I've been praying for it. I had my eye on it for a minute. I'm trying to go to a job in Palm Coast where I live mm-hmm. and stop having to travel all the way to Green Cove, man, for a position. I mean, the job here pays good, but the work-life balance for the one in Palm Coast is only like 10 minutes away from my house. It just works better for me and my family.
Gotcha, wow, brother. Man. Well, hey, listen, I hope that your prayers are answered, my brother. I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I'm praying with you. I hate when people do that. But I am sending you positive energy, and I hope that you get that you get that new gig, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. And on another note, I know that it's not including to this, but, man, I just want to big up y'all two kings, man. Y'all been doing a good job holding that thing down, man. I appreciate the service, man, for real.
Man, that means everything, brother. That means everything. Thank you.
Hello, who's this?
Nicole.
Hey, Nicole, good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you calling from?
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, all right. We're asking, would you take a pay cut for happiness?
No, and here's why. Mm-hmm. I would love to, but my husband and I have 5 children, mm-hmm. so we can't afford to take a pay cut. My husband's a truck driver, so he is happy with what he does. However, somebody has to be home with the children. So I used to switch jobs a lot before I started to work from home. But when I was in the workforce, when I was working like physically in a building, I had set boundaries and I worked by a set of rules. So if I work 9 to 5, those were my only hours. So don't call me, don't email me. If you do, I'll email you or I'll call you back at 9 a.m. tomorrow. Don't call me on the weekend. Don't text me on the weekend. Don't email me on the weekend. I'll talk to you Monday morning. I don't volunteer for anything extra outside of my job description. I wouldn't do favors for people. I know it sounds mean. However,
it is not mean. All I hear is healthy boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
I hear healthy boundaries.
I've worked with some folks who believed
if they do more, they would get more. And I learned that that just simply wasn't the truth. When you go out for promotions, oftentimes I would get passed up for promotions. And I took that personally. And I felt like, I'm doing all this extra work, but for what? And I'm not getting the promotion, or I'm not getting the new job, or I'm not getting the pay raise. So I said, this is what you pay me to do. This is what I'm coming in to do. And I was much more happier. I left work at work. And when I went home, I didn't talk about it.
I respect it, man. Absolutely. I respect it so much. It sounds to me like you just created healthy boundaries, and you found a way to have, you know, inner peace. Like they always say, don't let the behavior of others destroy your inner peace. And it seems like you found a way to not let the behavior of others destroy your inner peace.
Absolutely. And that was very important. And I encourage everybody in the workforce to do the same exact thing, because you're not getting anywhere by stressing yourself out and taking on other people's energy and work, for that matter.
Mm. All right. Well, thank you, Mama.
I respect it.
What's the moral of the story?
I mean, the moral of the story for me, man, is like, you know, peace is not the highest goal in life. You know, it is actually the most fundamental requirement. So you have to find ways to have peace, even in these situations, because everybody's financial situation is different. Some people can't afford, you know, to take the pay cut, and they have to go into a situation that they don't like every day. But you have to do what that young lady just said, and, you know, find ways to find peace in that situation. Set up healthy boundaries, man, you know, but always remember, you know, stress kills. Please remember that.
Absolutely.
Please remember that. So find ways to find peace.
All right. Now, when we come back, we got your rumor report. Tekashi 6ix9ine. There's some updates in that where they jumped him in a Florida gym. We'll give you the update. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
That's a throwback. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. I just want to salute again to Memphis. You know, I announced my car show, and I'm partnering up with Paper Route, which, of course, is Young Dolph's record label. And we're doing a car show in, you know, celebration of his life. So we're bringing out his whole fleet of cars, which I think is like 20 cars, the camo cars, Key Glock. I'm bringing cars from some of his celebrity friends. I know 50 Cent gave me a bunch of cars to take down there. So it's going down May 28th in Memphis, Tennessee. It's Memorial Weekend, so there's no work or school that Monday. And I know it ends Memphis in May. I know the kids out there out of school. I think it's the last week of school the week prior. So if you haven't got your tickets, get your tickets. It's just going to be a day of family fun. So kids 5 and under are free. We're going to have the Young Dolph Museum there, where you can actually see some of Dolph's artifacts, his clothes, his jewelry, some of his paintings, his artwork. And it's just going to be a great day. It's going to be a lot of food, a lot of family. There's rides, there's carnival games, and a host of cars. Shout out to Louis V. He'll be DJing. It's just going to be a great weekend. So if you haven't got your tickets, do your tickets. And we're going to make a whole weekend out of it. So we're going to do like R&B themes, parties. And so we just going to have a lot of fun that weekend. So shout out to Memphis. Appreciate it.
Yeah, salute to Memphis, man. I want to salute Atlanta, too. You know, we got the Black Effect Podcast Festival.
I'm coming.
Happening April 22nd in Atlanta at Pullman Yards. And I just want to thank everybody that's been purchasing tickets for that thus far. If y'all keep purchasing tickets the way that you are, we will definitely sell out before April 22nd. So I just want to tell y'all to keep going to get tickets at Eventbrite. You can see some of your favorite podcasts live, like the 85 South Show and Horrible Decisions and Reasonably Shady, just to name a few. We got food. We got music. It's hosted by myself and Jess Hilarious. So I hope to see you there, man. And for more info, go to blackeffect.com.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. They showed me where it was going to be and where it was going to happen. I think it's going to be a dope event that weekend. So, and like you said, Charlamagne said, make it a weekend out of it. There's so much to do in Atlanta besides all these events. There's so many restaurants that's black owned, so many businesses black owned. And if you go to the what's the candy spot, Old Lady Gang?
Old Lady Gang. Yeah, Travis, I haven't been there before. But
Salmon Bites. I haven't been there, but I Uber Eats there, and it's great. I'm going to do it today.
Yeah, I was in Atlanta a few weeks ago. I went to a T.I. spot. I went to the Trap City Cafe. Mm. Yeah, me and my man Clay Evans. Salute to Clay Evans and Lil Duval and who else was there? Jay Ski pulled up.
Yep.
I didn't see Tip though, but yeah, Trap City Cafe was a cool spot too.
Okay.
I saw Mac Boney when I was out there. That was towards the end of February. That's like a few weeks ago, actually.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, we got a rumor report when we come back. We got to give you some updates on Tekashi 6ix9ine. You know, he got jumped in a gym yesterday, so we'll give you all the details. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Rumor has it. Rumor has it.
Call out a name, or you gossiping, or you chatty patty.
I'm gossiping.
This is The Rumor Report.
I mean, I guess we on The Breakfast Club. This is where the tea spills, right?
Yes.
Right.
On The Breakfast Club.
Now, yesterday we reported that Tekashi 6ix9ine was at a gym in Florida, and three men beat him up pretty bad, to the fact that he was rushed to the hospital in an ambulance. But they say it could have got a lot worse. They said that the staff seen what was happening and rushed him into a safety area and then locked it down so he couldn't get beat up even more. Also, they said it was pretty bad, but they said that the sad thing about it is he's, I guess, frequently that gym. He works out of that gym all the time, and he said there hasn't been any issues. He said he's normally there for about 20, 30 minutes, and he said he kind of sticks to the Stairmaster and then goes to the sauna. And he said he kind of does that every day, and, you know, and I guess these guys probably seen him and, you know, got the drop on him.
Hey, man, it could have been a lot worse for the simple fact for all the things that 6ix9ine has done and 6ix9ine has said. Them guys could have came in there and just shot him. So, you know, that's how it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, that is absolutely positively true.
And like I said yesterday, too, man, I said don't laugh at this situation. Learn from this situation. Of course, people are going to want to laugh and they're going to laugh. But you still should learn because it's a lot of y'all that this is absolutely going to happen to or could happen to because y'all just as reckless as this young man has been online. Okay, right. And on your podcast and on your YouTube channels and everything else. So, you know, you need to be very cognizant of this situation and learn from this situation because this could be you.
And not only that, I would tell everybody out there, no matter what you do in this world, change your routine. Right? My dad is a retired police officer, and that's one thing that he says to me, my kids, and family members. Change your routine. If you take, you know, a certain way home every day, go another way home. If you go to the gym every morning at 7 o'clock, maybe, you know, try to go at night after work. And the reason is people will follow and see what you're doing and they can absolutely positively catch you. So change your routine. This is not just about Tekashi 6ix9ine. You and personally, if you go every morning and go get your coffee at 7 o'clock, maybe, you know, go at lunch and get your coffee or maybe go a half an hour early because people are always watching. And you never know who's watching.
Change your routine. I agree with that. And if your routine is inciting violence and your routine is threatening people and yes. Your routine is telling people to SMD and your routine is telling people come see you, you need to change that routine too. Okay? Right. That routine gets old as well.
Now, we got to talk about a friend of mine, Low Key, who we actually share the same birthday, September 3rd.
Salute to Low Key. That's my guy, too. Salute to Low Key.
Nadeska, Low Key, and Eddie Francis were discussing 50 Cent and Lil Wayne if they were to go head-to-head at a versus battle.
I'm going to say something. And I'm going to stand on it. Wayne don't have a get rich or die trying.
No, he don't.
If we're talking about a versus battle, right? We're not talking about what we like. We're not talking about what we grew up on. We're talking about 50 Cent. This man is a mainstream monster. Wayne is a cultural mainstream monster. But when we talk about these hits, when we talk about these bodies of work, when we talk about, like, these smashes, I ain't saying 50 gonna wash Wayne, but if Wayne is not sequenced right and it's not positioned correctly, that could be a very long night for Dwayne Carter.
I don't understand all these slights to the South. I really don't. What is Low Key talking about? Yes, Lil Wayne don't have a get rich, but Lil Wayne has massive, massive amounts of hits. I love 50 Cent, but Low Key, one album cannot win you a versus. What is he talking about?
Now, I will say this, you know.
No, ain't no will say. No,
I'm
going to
say this. No, I'm going to tell you this. I will say this. He is right. 50 Cent has Get Rich or Die Trying is a classic album, but you can't sit there and act like Wayne don't have classic bodies of work and classic records. It wouldn't be a wash at all. And we can go through just some of them, you know, just off the top of the head.
Bro, you listen, if he said, hey, 50 Cent against Wayne in a versus, meaning that you're taking in all their music. That's something that we would probably want to see. And I'm fine with that. But 50's going to need more than Get Rich or Die Trying.
That is correct.
To go against one of the top five, potentially top three greatest rappers of all time. Lil Wayne could literally start in 1998 and 99 and come all the way up to the Young Money era. We're talking 25 plus years. You will catch hell going against Lil Wayne in the verses 20 songs against 20 songs. Yeah, Stop it, man.
You got to put some respect on Wayne's name. But come on, I will say 50 Cent in the Wayne battle is not a slouch battle. It would be a great battle, but it's not going to just be a walk in the park for Fifth. Fifth's my guy.
Especially if all you're bringing is Get Rich or Die Trying. If Low Key was discussing 50 Cent's whole catalog body of work, mm-hmm. his catolog, the things he's written for G-Unit and Game, everything else, that's a whole different story. But just saying Wayne don't have a Get Rich or Die Trying,
that's
so
the reason
what?
He was going to lose, yeah.
You New Yorkers are some wild humans, man.
We are.
Like, the way y'all love your own, I respect it. But let's not be delusional. But let's not be delusional, man. Let's not get crazy.
Now, 50 Cent will win that battle, but... Now we got to talk.
No, 50 Cent. Nah, I love 50, but 50 can't. No. 20 songs versus 20 songs against Wayne.
It's 20 and 20. It's 20 and 20. I do.
That'll be a great versus.
Yeah, I think so.
But come on, man. Wayne different, bro.
Wayne is different.
Wayne different.
All right. Now, Lotto, she was arrested for bringing a loaded gun to LAX. And, you know, people were talking about it because they said after she got arrested, she hopped on a $75,000 private jet to make sure she did her party or her show. Well, you know, she talked yesterday. They said that to get off of that case, that she had to take some type of class and some type of course to make sure that she was okay and that she, you know, those charges would be dropped. But Lotto is actually talking about that and saying that there was none of that. And she talks about her arrest in this audio here.
I'm not gangster. Bitch never claimed to be gangster. Baby, I get money. The f- I got a nigga who suck these toes every this ass from the back. I cook. I'm a whole housewife. I'm not no gangster. Who wanna brag on going? The fuck, I got $1 million deals. Like plural. Like, yeah, multiple $1 million deals on the table. The fuck, who trying to? Nobody trying to push no gangster image. Matter of fact, we kept that under wraps. On my mom, this happened over a year ago. I mentioned it in a song because I'm freestyling. I freestyled that verse and it slipped out my mouth. They like, oh, that's hard. Just keep it.
Dropping a clue bombs for Lotto. I respect a whole housewife. God damn it, boy.
Now, you know you can't say that, right?
Like, can't say what?
Like, how many times do you have to actually take the class to know what you can say and what you can't say?
What did I say? I just repeated what Lotto said.
Yeah, no,
I
but we beeped her out. Don't say it again.
I disrespect what Lotto said. She said right. She get her toes sucked.
And then the next one
boom,
is...
Okay. Her boom, boom from the back.
There you
and
go.
She's a whole housewife. Damn it. Drop on the clues bombs for Lotto.
My goodness.
Hey, for all the men out there, that's holding the it down.
That's the second dump. That's the second dump. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to let you know.
For all the men out there holding it down, you know what I'm saying? Making beautiful women like Lotto a housewife, you know what I mean? We need to get our props, okay?
I'm done. All right? Who are you giving your donkey to, man?
The grocery eaters need to get their props.
We're out of dumps. Right. We're out of dumps, man. Who are you giving your donkey to,
I said
man?
The grocery eater.
That's fine. That's you can what say I that. Said. All right, stop. You're making me nervous.
So we could do the show, The Real Grocery Eaters of Atlanta.
Yes,
I
we can do
say
that.
That, right?
Yes, you can say
okay.
that.
Okay, The Real Grocery Eaters of Atlanta. For all the men out there holding it down, making these women housewives by grocery eating from the back.
What is wrong with you? Who you giving your donkey to, man?
Oh, man. Four after the hour, we need donkey today to go to John Garza and Arlie Nemo of Virginia. Okay? They escaped from a prison because they was tired of getting their groceries eaten from the back.
Yo, what's wrong with you, man?
They was getting their toes sucked and their groceries ate from the back.
I can see a little kid in the car right now. Mom, what does get the groceries eating from the back mean? And the mom trying to explain it right now because of what you said. I'm sorry, moms.
No, you know when the mom going to catch hell?
What?
When they go to the store and they tell their child, get them groceries out the back for me.
You know what?
That's going to be so confusing.
Don't get the days up next. It's The Breakfast Club. Come on.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
With motivation, business, wellness, and the latest bestsellers, Audible is the home of storytelling. Check out all the audiobooks, podcasts, and originals you could ever want all in one place. Sign up for 30 days free at audible.com/breakfastclub.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey?
Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, March 23rd, goes to 37-year-old John Garza and 43-year-old Arlie Nemo of Virginia. Salute to everybody in Virginia. Now, these two convicts have been in custody in Newport News for months, facing a bunch of charges, including but not limited to contempt of court, probation violations, failure to appear, credit card fraud, forgery, possession of burglary tools, grand larceny. I mean, they just both career criminals. Or should I say they made being criminal their career. Okay. Cause life is about choices and they chose a life of crime. It is what it is. And I must admit, they seem to be pretty good at it. Okay, never mind the fact that they're in jail. Okay, everyone gets caught at some point in time. That's just the way it is. But what kind of run do you have when you're out? All right, Garza and Nemo, in regards to crime, especially like petty crime, it seems like they up there with Jordan and Pippen, baby. I mean, I'm talking about LeBron James and D. Wade. Like, they are the Splash Brothers of criminology. And their latest crime, their latest crime takes the cake. Or should I say pancake? What are you talking about, Uncle Charlotte? I know they've never been specific about what kind of cake people be taking, but I'm pretty sure it's a cake from a bakery, not a pancake. Never mind all that. Okay, you want to know what I'm talking about? Let's go to WTKR CBS News 3 for the report, please.
In what may seem like a movie plot, the Newport News Sheriff's Office says two inmates tunneled this hole in a cell wall to escape from the Newport News Jail Annex Monday evening. The Sheriff's Office says Arlie Nemo and John Garza were able to exploit a construction design weakness in the building and used a toothbrush and metal object to make the hole. Once outside, they scaled a security wall and got out. The jail annex is a minimum security facility, and the two were discovered to be missing during a routine headcount. But it was a tip from the public that led police to the IHOP on Mercury Boulevard in Hampton, where the two were apparently eating at about 3 a.m. this morning. Hampton police say the two were taken into custody without incident. Garza had been in custody since December on several charges, including probation violations. Nemo had been in custody since last October on charges, including credit card fraud.
Ladies and gentlemen, these men are career criminals. This is a crime, okay? But I don't know if that news report said it or not, because I wasn't paying all the way that much attention. But these guys escaped jail with a toothbrush. A toothbrush. And guess where they went after they got out of prison, Envy?
I heard. IHOP.
Oh, they said it?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, I blanked out. Something's wrong with my brain lately. But yes, I want to say that even though these men are career criminals and this is a crime, you have to admit, escaping jail with a toothbrush just to go get some IHOP? Legendary. Drop on a clues bomb for those legends. I mean, come on, man. You went from the International House of Prison to the International House of Pancakes, okay? You gotta let a legend be a legend, baby. I can both acknowledge that this is Donkey of the Day worthy and legendary at the same time. These men exploited a construction design weakness with primitive made tools made from a toothbrush and a metal object, put a hole in the wall, went through the wall, then scaled over another security wall just to get some of those world famous buttermilk pancakes. Man, drop one of clues bomb for them. Man, I hope they had a full stack. Okay, 1129 before tax, 690 calories. All right, I'm going to be honest with you. They deserve it all. Big steak omelet for those two. All right, 1639 before tax, 1,040 calories. Give it to them. All right, center stack pancakes, 1259 before tax, 870 calories. Give it to them. Now, do I think it's extremely stupid that they escaped jail just to go to IHOP? Yes. But if you're already facing a bunch of charges and you're going to prison for the next decade or the next couple of decades and you really don't have no place to go if you actually escape, you just want to get out and get some fresh air, you know what I mean? YOLO, okay? YOLO, you only live once, all right? In this case, IHOP, International House of Pancakes. Please give John Garza and Arlie Nemo of Newport News, Virginia, the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Now you are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day.
I respect it.
Let's play a game.
You want to play a game?
I do.
Oh, okay. Well, let's play a game of Guess What Race It Is.
All right.
We got 37-year-old John Garza and 43-year-old Arlie Nemo of Newport News, Virginia. They both escaped prison just to go get some IHOP. DJ Envy,
guess what race it is? I'm going to say white.
What makes you think they white?
Honestly?
Mm-hmm.
I think black
I hope you're being honest.
I think black people would have went to Waffle House.
You crazy. And you're crazy and you're disrespectful.
In the South?
IHOP, don't act like IHOP ain't IHOP, bro.
But if you got a choice, you go to Waffle House. You ain't going to go to IHOP.
No, actually,
what?
If I had a choice, I'm going to IHOP.
Me too, but okay? In the South, we go to Waffle House. When you're in the South, you do Waffle House.
I'm South Carolina born and raised. I'm going to IHOP. Okay, I can think of plenty of nights in Columbia, South Carolina, when I went to IHOP over everything else.
And okay. I know the IHOP on Mercury Boulevard, they usually open 24/7. You know, I went to school in Hampton, Virginia, so I know that IHOP. But when I'm in the South, I got IHOP in New York. I'd rather go to Waffle House and get my chicken and waffles. I know black people, they going to... Are they white or black?
They're Caucasian, sir.
See, I knew it.
Okay.
I won.
But I don't think IHOP and Waffle House is a black or white thing. Because I'm telling you, plenty of nights in Columbia, South Carolina, I took my ass to IHOP on Assembly Street. Salute to everybody that's working in IHOP in Columbia, South Carolina on Assembly Street. 1031 Assembly Street, baby.
My goodness.
I actually got put in handcuffs in there one night. But
where?
In IHOP on Assembly Street.
No.
That was back in the day, though.
I do want to know what's wrong with the Virginia jails. The fact that you can get your way out with a toothbrush? Like, that doesn't
seem right. They said it was a construction design weakness. And they say they don't want to speak too much on it because of security concerns.
Bro.
But if you can use a
primitive made tool. They don't want to speak on it. You got out with a toothbrush.
I mean, I guess they don't want to give too much away because then it'll give other prisoners ideas. But, you know, if you can escape with a primitive made tool, you know, made from a toothbrush and a metal object, man.
Jesus.
Man. I'm going to be honest with you. When you do stuff like that, you kind of deserve to be free. like, it should be almost like a game. If you can get out, you deserve to be out.
Jesus Christ. All right. Well, all right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes, indeed.
Now, when we come back, let's talk Stinky. All right. Now, a TikToker previously accused Little Meech. You know, Little Meech is in the BMF movie or the BMF series. They said he smells like a pound of onions. Now, we're taking
Little Meech was very musty on Friday night. He had went to six places and he smelled like a pound of onions. I just want to know what possessed him to put on that long sleeve shirt and to be so musty like that. He was musty. I mean, the whole's been talking about he been musty for the past week. You hear me?
Jesus.
I hate people. why do we even go around people, yo? Like, why are humans allowed to even be around each other? That you meet somebody and that's all you can think to do is go to your social media and talk about that person in that way.
But let's take it out of Little Meech, right?
And then if Meech did that to her, you know what I'm saying? Because if Meech did that to her for something, everybody would be mad at Meech. But it's okay for her to do that to him.
He might have had a bad day, but let's talk about it. 800-585-1051. Tell us about somebody that is always musty when they're around.
Always? Now, always is different.
Okay.
See, that woman was talking about a one-off.
I about to say, take it out of Meech, man. All right, so let's talk about somebody that is musty a majority of the time.
Y'all don't want to play this game with me.
Let's play this game.
Y'all don't want to play this game
yes,
with me.
Yes, we do.
Morning.
Let's do it. We're going to talk about it
y'all
when we come back.
Y'all do not want to play this game with me this morning.
800-585-1051.
It's the Breakfast Club. Boy, I'm going to pray right now if I see something stupid on this radio.
The Breakfast Club.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about Stinky. Yep. Stinky, musty, horrible smelling. Now, this conversation comes from a TikToker who I guess ran into Little Meech and said Little Meech smells like a bag of onions. Let's hear.
Little Meech was very musty on Friday night. He had went to six places and he smelled like a pound of onions. I just want to know what possessed him to put on that long sleeve shirt and to be so musty like that. He was musty. I mean, the whole's been talking about he been musty for the past week. You hear me?
So we're asking 800-585-1051. Tell us about somebody that often smells. That's the question that we're asking. Now, people can have bad days. Little Meech could have a bad day. I've been there before. You forget to put deodorant on, or you just leave the gym, or you put on a shirt that you thought was washed and it wasn't washed, and you smell yourself. It happens.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it does happen. You know, college campuses are rough. You know, a lot of times when I go speak to college campuses, those kids' underarms sometimes be coming at you. I don't know what that's about. Industry functions, especially in New York in the summertime, rough.
Shut up, man.
No, I'm going to tell you why. Because a lot of people work all day. Like, they be at the office or they be in the
studio
all day.
That is true. That's factual.
And then they go to, like, those 6 p.m., 7 p.m. Johns fresh from work. Humming, coming at you. And I'ma choose violence. I'm going to choose violence right now.
All
right,
let's do it.
Okay? Some people, every now and then, in that iHeart building, be musty before breakfast.
You won't say a name?
Who want to fight me?
You won't say a name?
Who want to fight me?
You won't say a name? You won't say a name?
I sure won't. I want everybody to sniff under their arms right now and see if Charlamagne talking about them. Okay? All right?
Well, you know what? When I went to the White House, me and my wife got invited to the White House.
No, Joe Biden was musty?
Yo, shut up, man.
Enough. That's crazy. Envy said Joe Biden was musty. Boy, you a wild boy.
I didn't say that.
Envy said the Bidens was musty, Joe and Jill.
I did not say
Envy
that.
Envy said you went to the White House. I'm shocked you told this story. You told me this before, but I didn't know
I didn't
if you were going to ever say this publicly.
Don't say that.
You said Joe and Jill was musty. No, you a wild boy.
I did not say that. I did say when I went to the White House, we had to take a COVID test, and it was a long line, and people were leaving work to go to the White House. They didn't go home and take a shower, and as me and my wife were on that line waiting to take our COVID test, we smelled a couple people that was a little funky, a little musty.
That's not how you told it to me.
You told me
that President Joe Biden and the First Lady Dr. Jill Biden was musty.
I did not
That's
say
what
that.
You told me.
I did not say that. That is not true. You're a liar. You're a liar. Play my Joe Coy drop. You're a liar. Let's go to the phone line.
That's crazy.
Hello, who's this?
Shayla.
Hey, Shayla, good morning.
Good morning, hey, this is Envy. Hey, Charlamagne.
Peace, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you guys this morning?
We good.
Blessed, black, and highly favored.
We talk about musty friends. You got any musty friends, musty people you know? It's always musty.
Well, no, I don't have any friends that's musty, but I did go to school with a girl that her breath used to smell so bad. I'm telling you, it used to smell like chitlin juice and earbag juice or something.
Damn.
But it was horrible.
You ever talked to her about it?
Well, we were like young. We were in the sixth grade. So, I mean, we really didn't talk to her about it. I mean, I would just pray that one day, you know, it would go away. But, I mean, no, we really didn't talk to her about it.
You don't be knowing people's situation. They might can't afford toothpaste or mouthwash. You might need a root canal. Can't afford that. You just never know people's situation.
Now, Mama, you said airbag
Absolutely.
Juice?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, I said airbag juice. I did.
What is airbag juice?
You want some? I'll bring you some to work.
Nope.
Earbag juice is when you take your earring off and you already don't smell right, and the earring back is smelling just like you.
That's my favorite thing to do to I do that to my wife and my daughters just as a joke. When I see them taking their earrings out, I'll be like, let me smell it back.
Yo, you a nasty.
Oh, my God. But, Charlamagne, I wanted to chime in on what you said about the young girl jumping on her phone and saying, my thing is, now that she said that and put that out there, she better not ever go around nobody spanking a musty.
That's right.
Thank you, Mama.
You ain't lying.
800.
You're welcome. Y'all have a blessed day.
You too.
I could smell the black and mild coming out that phone when she was talking.
800-585-1051. We're talking about having musty friends or musty people around you. Do you know somebody that's musty all the time? Let's talk about it. It's the Breakfast Club.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about mustiness, stinkiness. Do you know somebody that's always musty when they're around? Now, this comes from this TikToker talking about Lil Meech. I hate the fact that we throw Lil Meech's name in there like that, because he could have had a bad day. He could have had a bad day.
I think it's disrespectful. And I'm going to tell you something, man. If Big Meech don't ever come around y'all ever again, I ain't mad at him. Because you see this man out somewhere, and the first thing you do is get online and talk about what this man may or may not have smelled like. That's so whack.
All right. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
This is Mari from 717. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, good morning. We're talking about being around somebody that's always musty. You know somebody, brother?
Yes, I have a coworker. He smells so bad, it makes your eyes start to hurt.
Damn. What they smell like?
Man, I can't even explain it. It's like someone that just wears the same clothes and do not take a bath or a shower or even try to wash off.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine you got to work with that person for 5 days a week. And I drive truck, and we're in a truck.
Jesus.
And
y'all ain't got no HR department?
Yeah, I reported them. I tried to get them off my truck. And they took them off my truck for a week and put them right back on.
Yeah, HR should be able to intervene like that, right? Because to me, things like that are almost like, I don't want to say a dress code, but if somebody came to work, you know, dressed inappropriately and they were causing a distraction at work, I think it's the same thing when somebody has an odor, right? And I think that there's a respectful way to have that conversation with a person, because it could be a medical issue, you know?
But let me ask you a question. Yeah, you know, some people, I don't want to say their religion, but their background is based off of what they smell, depending on what they cook in the crib or the fact that they use, you know, certain, you know, things, whether it's cologne or perfume or whatever it may be. So that might be different for people, too.
I don't know what you're talking about right now, sir.
About it, but I didn't
now
know
you don't know, idea. Up, now you don't know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea.
I don't know how to ask him if that was the case, you know, because that's not a comfortable conversation. I want to sit there and say the man stinks, but, you know, I just, his hygiene is real bad, but I don't know if it's a religion or I don't know if he's allergic to deodorant or something, but something
got to
be done.
Well, if the HR don't work, thank maybe you, make a little joke with him. Be like, hey, no. Man, damn, bro, you making right guard go left right now, ain't he?
You better not. Hello, who's this?
Tanya from Tampa.
Hey, Tanya from Tampa.
How are you all this morning?
Good, good, good.
Blessed.
You got a stinky person you're thinking about right now?
One of my husband's friends, when they leave the basketball court, I swear it smells like he bathed an onion 3 times a Sunday.
Damn.
Well, that don't count. They got a valid reason. They just finished playing basketball.
Yeah, but that's not always a basketball, though.
I mean, yeah, they just finished sweating.
It's intense when they ball, but that's an everyday thing.
Well, hold on. So it's when they not playing ball, they smell like that too.
Yeah, he does. But when it's a basketball, it's like 3 times on Sundays.
Woo. That don't count. You just tell them don't come in your house after y'all just finished playing ball. Y'all stink. Stay outside.
Oh, I do that.
Oh, okay.
I do that. Okay. I do all that. Right.
Well, thank you, Mama.
Yes, man. I'm gonna tell you the truth. Some of y'all calling up is the musty one, but don't nobody want to tell you.
Let's go to one more caller. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what up, man?
What's up?
What's good, Bob? What up, Charlamagne?
What's your name,
please? North Jersey, man.
New Jersey. What up, bro?
Hello?
Yeah, you got a musty friend or somebody that you know that always stinks?
This company's base, man. I was eating
their
food. After all the food I had
around. Not doing this. Nope. Hang up. I don't want to play anymore. Hello, yes, who's hello. This?
Hello, good morning, good morning. This is Blue. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Blue.
What's up? This whole topic is really wild right now, so I'm going to keep it as clean as possible and be very careful because anybody can get canceled. But let's just say, it's a certain group of people who are always musty. And I'll give you a hint.
Oh, boy.
No, thank you. No, we don't need the hint, ma'am. Have a good day. All right.
I told you I didn't want to play no more.
I told you. I told you. Jesus Christ, man.
I told you I didn't want to play. Right. You want to keep playing? You want to take another call?
All right, I'm done. Yes. Can we take one more?
You sure?
Just about mustiness in general, please.
All right, let's try. Hello, who's this?
Jesus Christ.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? What's your name, bro?
Thomas.
Hey, Thomas. We're talking about stinky friends or people that you know that always stink.
So, it's DJ Envy. First of all, good morning. Good morning to you and Uncle Shala.
Morning.
I have one that smells like puppy pee and fertilizer.
Puppy pee and fertilizer. Who?
It's one of my homeboys that I used to work with.
What's his name, man? And why do you always smell like that?
I don't know if he don't have water in the house or he just doesn't like to wash his clothes. But my man, he claimed he get women.
Jesus,
you know
Christ.
Why I love us? We so thank descriptive, you, mm-hmm. And we so descriptive based off things that we ain't never smelled. Airbag juice. We don't know what that really smelled like. Puppy juice. We don't know what puppy juice smells like. What the hell is puppy juice?
He said puppy
water juice.
Puppy pee and fertilizer together.
Puppy pee and fertilizer. Okay, you might have smelled some puppy pee. All right, but my point is, we're so descriptive. All right, and also my point is, I don't know how to tell somebody that they musty. You know what I mean? I feel like that if it's a woman that's musty, it takes another woman to tell them that they musty. I feel like if it's a cultural thing, then that group needs to have that conversation amongst each other. But who's going to alert the group?
I'm minding my business.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know. Nope. Like, you know, because I don't know why people, you know, do smell the way they do sometimes. Sometimes it might be medical reasons. Sometimes it might be cultural reasons. Some people don't like wearing deodorant because they don't like the chemicals that are in deodorant. So you just never know nowadays.
That's all you got?
That's all I got.
All right, well, thank you so much. When we come back, we got your rumor report. We got to talk Jamie Foxx. Somebody tried to scam his Rolex. We'll tell you what happened when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Shorty Low.
Rumor has it.
Call out a name, or you gossiping, or you chatty patty.
I'm gossiping.
This is the Rumor Report.
I mean, I guess we on The Breakfast Club. This is where the tea spills, right?
Yes.
Right.
On The Breakfast Club.
Now, yesterday was Shorty Low's birthday, and they did a huge celebration of his life at the bank in Atlanta. And they wanted to do something special. Now, Of course, you know Shorty Low. They know. Well, CeeLo decided to go into the celebration with a horse. Like a real horse, like a horse, yes. Yep. He walks in the club with the horse and, you know, the crowd and everybody's cheering and CeeLo is on the horse. And they start shouting the horse out and shouting CeeLo out. And then the horse did horse. Started wilding, started acting up and threw CeeLo off of that horse.
Hilarious. Let me tell you something, man. I don't never like to tell someone they doing too much because usually it's the people not doing enough telling you that you're doing too much. But pulling up to the club on a horse, going in the club on a horse, that's doing too much.
Yes. Yes.
What do you do? Where do you go from there once you come in on the horse? Would you take some pictures, then get off it?
I have no idea. But the horse, they're not potty trained. They just don't poop on the side. Like, they poop when they want to poop.
That's what I'm saying. Then the DJ was telling people, get out the way of the horse. And that horse, man, that horse threw CeeLo off. It sounded like the horse said, F you.
You stupid. Now, Jamie Foxx has been targeted in a $40,000 scam on the set of his Netflix film. Now, they're saying he was filming his latest movie, Back in Action, and it's been halted because the actor reportedly called the cops on a staffer who solicited a money scam during a production of the upcoming motion picture in London. They said the person in question, who has since been fired, alleged to have made Fox an offer to buy a $40,000 watch, prompting Jamie Foxx to get law enforcement officials involved. We don't know exactly what happened, if he tried to give him fake money or what happened, but Jamie Foxx said it was a scam.
I don't know nothing about that.
All right. Now, also, there's a Dear Mama docuseries. It's about Tupac, and it's talking about his love for his mother. Do we have a clip of it?
It's my responsibility to teach Tupac how to survive his reality.
My mother taught me to analyze society and not be quiet. If there's something on my mind, speak it.
It was very difficult for me to be a mom, but I knew very well how to protect my children. I've spent a great deal of my own life in prison. I never wanted it to happen to my son.
He was pissed off that he was often left to fend for himself.
He was suffering.
We never spent time together because he was always speaking and going to colleges and everything. And then after that was over, it was more time spent with me, and we were both just like, you're my mother, and she was like, you're my son, and what do we do?
Now, the FX docuseries is going to premiere April 21st with the first two of five episodes released right after each other. And then the remaining three parts will be delivered weekly on the following three Fridays.
Salute to FX. We don't talk about FX enough and the great work they do. It's a lot of my favorite shows that are on FX, like Lil Dicky's Dave. And I love Where We Are in the Shadows, or We Are All in the Shadows. I know I'm getting the title messed up, but hilarious. But it is amazing to me how many layers there is to Tupac. Like, I never get tired of hearing about Tupac.
I was just thinking
just
that.
What made him tick. Like, never.
Yeah, no, me as well. And not only Tupac, all the hip-hop stories. Like, I love hearing the hip-hop stories and how people, you know, started getting into music and what made them think the way that they think and write the music that they write and produced and did production. I just love all things music when it comes to those things.
Oh, my favorite books to read at the current moment are hip-hop memoirs. You know what I mean? Like, I just finished reading. I read Raekwon's book From Staircase to Stage last weekend. I don't know why I was just getting around to reading it, but I walked up and I hadn't been in a bookstore in a while because I always order my stuff off Amazon, but I went into Barnes & Noble's and bought that book. And I bought Jay-Z's Decoded. I'm rereading Jay-Z's Decoded right now. I don't know. I love hip-hop memoirs, and I just love rappers are the best storytellers, so I just love hearing stories about hip-hop artists and from hip-hop artists. I really do.
Absolutely. All right.
What We Do in the Shadows, too, by the way. That's the name of the show on FX. Man, that show is so funny. It's a comedy about vampires. Mm-hmm. If you know, you know. If you don't know, you need to watch. Hilarious.
Okay. All right. Well, that is your rumor report. Now, when we come back, we got the People's Choice Mix. So you get your request in. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Your company has goals this year. Find the right people to help you achieve them with ZipRecruiter, where 4 out of 5 employers get a quality candidate within the first day. Try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast. That's ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let me shout out to Tammy Roman. I'm actually in Atlanta now. I'll be back tomorrow. We're taping her show, Unfaithful. I'm a relationship expert on that show, and just talk to the gentlemen and the women about some of the things that I've been through. Sometimes you don't need, I would say, to go to school for it. I've been with my wife 28 years, and I've pretty much been through everything, ups, downs, lefts, right. So I'm going to be giving my my advice on some of the things that they're going through today, so I'm excited about that.
Salute to Tammy Roman and ATL. And speaking of ATL, man, April 22nd, the Black Effect Podcast Festival will be in Atlanta. Okay, the first ever Black Effect Podcast Festival at Pullman Yard. Some of your favorite podcasts performing live. Horrible Decisions, Reasonably Shady, 85 South Show, the Big Facts Podcast, just to name a few. My man Louis V is providing the soundtrack. We're going to have food. We're going to have the Black Effect Marketplace. We're going to have a business and podcasting panel for people who want to learn about the business and podcasting. My good sister Dolly Bishop, the president of the Black Effect, she'll be on that along with some others, and it's hosted by me and Jess Hilarious. So go to eventbrite.com right now and get your tickets, okay? And go to blackeffect.com for more info. And I can't wait to see y'all on April 22nd in ATL, shorty.
All right. When we come back, we got the positive note. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time to get up out of here. Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
I do, man, and it goes back to the conversation we had earlier when we were talking about, you know, finding peace at work, or, you know, would you take a pay cut to have a job that makes you more happy? And, you know, the young lady that I was really inspired by, the young lady that called and talked about the boundaries that she set up for herself at work. And I just think boundaries are so important. That's why I love Nedra Tawab Glover's book, Set Boundaries, Find Peace. But I just want all of y'all to always remember, man, if people are offended by your boundaries, be very aware of those people. Be very aware of the people that are offended by your boundaries. Because if you're offended by my boundaries, then you're probably one of the reasons I need them.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful Black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.